We're going back to New York. We're going back to Citi Field. And he covers the Mets for ESPN. If you follow him on ESPN, nobody writes more notes than this guy. And that is Adam Rubin. Adam, how are you?
Great. Thanks, Marty.
Yeah, no one writes more notes. I love it. When I look down that column, you're all over it. You're a prolific writer. I like it.
Thank you. Well, I caught the tail end of the last conversation about Sean Gilmartin, and I think it's all right to underestimate him because it's not the ideal scenario for the Mets, but they've been using not ideal scenarios for a while now, and it's been working out somehow.
Well, you know, as I mentioned to you yesterday when we chatted, even as we texted, the games are over in the East and in the Central, and, you know, when the Giants start playing, they really get almost like the tail end of what's going on. And the Met thing has been chronicled by John Miller and everybody else all week long. This has been, I don't know, the amazing Mets. I'm waiting for the guy with the signs again from 1969 to hold the signs up. But this is one of those weeks in Mets history where you think it's over, but it ain't over. And as Tug McGraw says, you got to believe. And I don't know if they seem to get it done every night.
Well, it's pretty dispiriting. They were swept in three straight games by the Atlanta Braves at Citi Field, games they needed. And then the Philadelphia Phillies come to town, and the Mets look like they're going to lose the opener of that series. They're down. They have two outs to go in the bottom of the ninth, down two runs. Jose Reyes hits a two-run home run to force extra innings. Then they get to extra innings. They're down two runs again, and Ezequiel Cabrera hits a walk-off three-run home run, and then they beat the Phillies again yesterday. Suddenly things are looking a lot more upbeat for them, but that comes at a time when Jacob DeGrom underwent surgery this week to move the ulnar nerve in his pitching elbow. He's done for the year. Steven Matz, who hasn't pitched since August 14th, they had hoped he was going to come back yesterday, but in his last bullpen session before that start, he ends up feeling more shoulder discomfort, so they scratch him. He's probably done, if not for the year, at least as a starter for the year. Maybe he could sneak into a postseason game in relief. And then Noah Syndergaard was supposed to pitch today, which would have lined him up perfectly for a wild card game in 2 weeks on the Wednesday, but he had to be scratched because of strep throat, which is where we get to Sean Gilmartin, who's actually the 12th starting pitcher for the Mets this year.
Well, it's Adam Rubin with us. He covers the Mets for ESPN and, of course, does a great job with it. But, you know, even the Atlanta games, I mean, you know, even though Atlanta swept those games, the Mets came back in just about every game. I mean, maybe they got knocked out of maybe the first one, but just about every game they came back. And then Inciarte goes over the wall to make the catch on Cespedes.
Yeah, I should have mentioned that the day before they had that uplifting victory against the Phillies where they're twice down to the last inning down two runs and then come back with the Reyes and Cabrera homers. The night before that, Cespedes nearly has a walk-off three-run homer to try to salvage the series finale against the Braves. But Ender Inciarte, as you mentioned, reaches over the wall and turns a would-be game-winning homer into the final out of a Braves sweep. So Mets and the Braves went 9-9 this year, which is one of the reasons why the Mets are in the wild card hunt as opposed to neck and neck. Actually, the Braves, I think, won the season series 10-9. I take that back, which is one of the reasons why the Mets are in the wild card hunt instead of neck and neck with the Nationals right now for the division. It's actually going to hurt them also if some of the teams end up tied for the wild card because the Mets and the Cardinals both have a tiebreaker against the Giants because of the season series between the teams. But if it's head-to-head between the Mets and the Cardinals are going to get the edge because the Mets have such a poor record against the NL East, and that's the second tiebreaker record against your own division.
You know, Adam, you know, as I try to go through this, the last eight games, I say, well, the Giants throw a pitcher out there just about every day. I don't know. They haven't announced what's going to happen tomorrow yet. The Cardinals have Reyes. They have Martinez. Jaime Garcia is going to be back in that rotation. And the Mets have, you know, Syndergaard with strep throat, and they have Colon, who, you know, is terrific for six innings. Are the Mets going to make the – I mean, everyone's just saying, well, the Mets are in. They're conceding the Mets. But how do you feel about the Mets going down these last eight games with the pitching the way it is?
Well, the good news for the Mets is that it's just the Phillies and the Marlins on their schedule. You know, since they played the Nationals a couple weeks ago, I think it was their final, like, 20 games of the season or so, were all against teams with sub-500 records unless the Marlins somehow creep back over 500. So that's what they have going for them. Now, we've seen in the past the Mets that having the most favorable schedule doesn't necessarily mean everything. I go back to 2007 and 2008. The Mets were facing a Marlins team long eliminated on the last weekend of the season. Both years they faced the Marlins, and both years the Marlins end up kicking their behind the last weekend of the regular season, and the Phillies get in instead. So it could work both ways. The Mets have gotten by this far with the pitching they have. Both Seth Lugo and Robert Gazelman, rookies, have done fairly well, although they're coming back down to earth a little bit. They're hoping to get Noah Syndergaard slotted back into the rotation on Monday or Tuesday, not miss a full turn. So the good news for the Mets is that Bartolo Colon and Noah Syndergaard should handle four of the final eight games if it works out right. Ideally, they'd have clinched before the last couple games of the season so they could hold one of those guys back for the wild card game, but they may not have that luxury.
All right. I think it's wild. I truly do. I think this is absolutely, completely wild what's going on. But that's a good point. Syndergaard and Colon, if they can get them for four, that certainly changes things. Familia, hey, what about him? I mean, it seems like he's in there just about every day. They're wearing him down.
Yeah, one of the issues with the Mets, one of their strengths, obviously, compared to the Giants, is the back end of the bullpen. Jeurys Familia, for most of the year, even though he put some runners on, was really incredible with the saves. He's still, I think, 49 of 54 on the year in save conversions. And Addison Reed has been even better as the setup person. He was stolen basically from the Diamondbacks in August of 2015 in a trade. He's been remarkable too. And they acquired Fernando Salas to handle the seventh inning from the Angels last month. He's been reasonably solid. And then they have a couple solid lefties too, Jerry Blevins and a young guy, Josh Smoker. But as you alluded to, those guys have been heavily, heavily used by Terry Collins, and they may be starting to slow down a little bit. It's going to be a little bit, if the Mets do get into the postseason, it's probably going to be a little bit of a flip of script from last year. Last year, the Mets say we're facing the Cubs in the NLCS, and the Mets pitchers looked really sharp and still had a zip on and life on their fastballs, and the Cubs pitchers looked like they were kind of hitting a wall with all the workload from the year. I think this year the script might be flipped, where it's the Mets guys, if they're fortunate enough to make the playoffs, who kind of are worn down just by getting to the postseason.
Boy, all right, Adam Rubin with us from ESPN. He covers the Mets. Looking at this entire race and just the way things are going, Cardinals, Giants, Mets, this is what baseball hoped for. I mean, with eight games to go, fighting for the two spots, baseball couldn't have asked for something better. Because, look, Washington's in, the Dodgers are in, the Cubs were in 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago. This is what baseball hoped for, isn't it?
Well, definitely. And I actually wrote a story this week, and I know some other people have too, about what happens if there's a three-team tie between
the teams.
So I know it's improbable, but it's fun for people to talk about that. And frankly, I've made a lot of hotel reservations just kind of.
Whoop, did we lose Adam there? Adam, you back?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, sorry, we just lost you for saying. You were saying you made a lot of hotel reservations.
Yeah, unfortunately, the rates in San Francisco are pretty obscene, so I kind of hope we don't have to go there. No offense, but I love the city. But I think they want like about $700, $800 a night for a hotel in downtown San Francisco, so I'm hoping we don't have to go there.
Well, we'll have to call up the handlery, and we'll get you in there if you need help. Hey, but what about tonight? And, of course, we talked about Sean Gilmartin. Now the two innings is max. What does it look like? What's going to be the whole staff coming in tonight if he gets, two or three innings in?
Well, it'll be interesting because Gabriel Anoa, who was the fill-in starter yesterday for Steven Matz, was pulled after two innings. So the bullpen tossed seven innings yesterday. So they've already asked a lot. Now, the good news is it being September, the rosters obviously are expanded, and they have some guys from the minors who are starters kind of sitting around. So they have someone, say, like Rafael Montero, who hasn't been overly successful recently in a starting role, but he's stretched out. So if Gilmartin has to leave early, then they could go to someone like Montero in the middle innings. Not ideal, but at least they'll have the arm. Gilmartin was a starter in AAA this year, but since he's come up in late August to the Mets, he's thrown no more than 18 pitches in any outing. So it's been well more than a month, or at least a month, before he's actually thrown a full complement of starters innings. So I would fully expect, even best case scenario, is probably not going to get much past 55 or 60 pitches. So I'm sure they're going to use the bullpen heavily again tonight.
Well, I'm telling you, that's the key. And then this whole thing is how often you have to go to the pen. Somebody's got to give you a game once in a while. We've seen this before. Adam, on the other side, the Phillies tonight, I'm glad to have you on. It's the Phillies with Asher tonight, and he's a right-hander. I think I've seen him pitch before.
Yeah, you know what? Honestly, I don't know that much about him. The Phillies, though, you know what? They're playing the Mets tough, even though it's late in the season for them. The Braves, too, the Mets are not getting rollovers. And tomorrow, the Mets are going to see another kind of unaccomplished guy with Jake Thompson. He's 3-5 with a 5.62 ERA. So the resumes for these guys aren't overly impressive. Asher's actually 1-0 with a 2.16 ERA. He's a rookie, but honestly, I didn't do that much research on him, so I'm kind of going into this blind. I think like the Mets are a little bit.
Well, Franco hits, I'll tell you that. This guy is just unbelievable the way he hits the ball. And yeah, I think this is going to be I'm anxious to see how your game unfolds. We know the Cardinals already won, and it's Bumgarner and Cosart on this end. So we'll see what eight brings tonight, and then it'll be seven to go tomorrow. So I appreciate having you on as always. I look forward to talking with you some more. I think the Mets-Giants could be in our future somewhere.
Excellent. Hopefully we'll see you on October 5th then.
All right. Thanks, Adam. Thank you so much. All right. Very good. Glad to get him on. Adam Rubin from Citi Field in New York. That is Mets. I'll tell you, the Met bullpen, I don't care what anyone says, some starters got to go deep in the game. You cannot use these guys every night. You can't do it. And I don't see the Phillies as that much of a – the Phillies hit. They hit. And then if you go down to Miami, you get Jose Fernandez in there –